弟兄姐妹早上好。
Brothers and sisters, good morning.
Good morning. 很高兴今天早上可以跟大家在这里一起的来敬拜神。
Very glad to be here with you to worship God together.
今天早上开了四个小时的车从南加州过来。
And this morning I drove for 4 hours from Southern California.
Yeah, 你们附近这个周围的景色非常的漂亮。
And the scenery around here is very beautiful.
哎，那个温度比我们南加州差不多要低十度哎。
And the temperature is about 10 degrees lower than Southern California.
所以啊，天气非常的凉爽。
Very cool here.
感谢神给我们这么一个好的地方。
And we thank God for giving us such a beautiful place to live.
来享受他赐给我们一切的美好。
And enjoy all the goodness that He has given us.
那和你们教会的执事沟通的时候，他说你们这个月呢讲到呢是讲到神的属性。
While communicating with the deacon of a church, he said, our theme for this month is talking about God's attributes.
那 Pastor Ray 呢在前面已经讲过到神的慈爱跟神的恩典。
And Pastor Ray has spoken about God's mercy and God's grace.
所以呢我今天要讲到神的公义。
So today I want to talk about God's justice.
那么讲到神的公义，大家很多就会想到神的审判了。
While speaking of God's justice, many of us will think about God's judgment.
好像我们的印象就是神是一个非常严肃的法官一样。
So as if our God is a very, very stern judge.
一点都不含糊，对的就是对的，错的就是错的。
And there's nothing that escaping. If it's right, it's right. If it's wrong, it's wrong.
然后他就是不时的要来进行他的审判。
And very often he would carry out his judgment.
实际上我们今天来思想，我们会看到神的公义包含的远远超过这些。
But today, as we go into this subject, you will understand that God's justice is far more than our general understanding.
我们的经文是在诗篇第十三篇。
Our scripture is found in Psalm 13.
请大家打开诗篇第十三篇，我们一起来读。
Please open to your Bible, turn to Psalm 13, we'll read it together.
大家先跟我一起来读中文。
First of all, let's read in Chinese.
然后 Annie 带领大家去读英文。
And then I will lead you to read in English.
诗篇第十三篇，这个只有六节的经文。
There are only 6 verses.
好，我们一起来读。
Let's read together.
大家起，耶和华呀，你忘记我要到几时呢？要到永远吗？你掩面不顾我要到几时呢？我心里筹算，终日愁苦，要到几时呢？我的仇敌升高压制我，要到几时呢？耶和华我的神啊，求你看顾我，应允我，使我眼目光明，免得我沉睡至死，免得我的仇敌说我胜了他，免得我的敌人在我摇动的时候喜乐。但我依靠你的慈爱，我的心因你的救恩快乐。我要向耶和华歌唱，因他用厚恩待我。
Psalm 13 verse 1. How long will you forget me, O Lord? Forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long shall I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart daily?How long shall my enemy be exalted over me? Consider and hear me, O Lord my God. Lighten my eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death. Lest my enemy say, I have prevailed against him. And those that trouble me rejoice when I'm moved. But I have trusted in your mercy. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation. I will sing unto the Lord, because he has dealt bountifully with me.
愿神祝福他的话语，我们一起来低头祷告。
May the Lord bless His own words. Let's pray together.
天父上帝，我们感谢你的恩典。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace.
谢谢你赐给我们你的话语。
Thank you for giving us your word.
让我们每天可以得到属灵的粮食。
That every day we can receive spiritual food from you.
我们感谢主，你赐给我们救恩。
We thank you also for giving us your salvation.
让我们今生有的永生的盼望。
That we may have the hope of eternal life.
我们恭敬将今天的信息交托在主的手中。
We humbly submit our message to your hands today.
愿主你借着你的话语亲自对我们在座的每一个人讲话。
May you speak your word to us from your own word.
你的话语来安慰我们。
And may your word comfort us.
来激励我们。
To inspire us.
使我们过一个圣洁的生活。
That we may live a holy life.
一个讨神喜悦的生活。
A life that is pleasing to you.
我们这样祈求祷告，奉靠耶稣基督名求。
And we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen. 有一对夫妻呢，他们啊，结婚只有三年。
There's a couple who were married for 3 years.
那么他们有一个小baby.
They had a little baby.
这个家庭呢，其实生活过得是蛮平稳的。
And this family had a pretty calm life.
有稳定的收入。
They have a stable income.
那么家庭也很幸福。
And they were very happy.
但是突然有一天的早上啊。
But then all of a sudden one morning.
这个太太正在熟睡的时候。
As the wife was sound asleep.
她先生就用手把她推醒。
And her husband moved her and shaked her.
她醒来一看呢，她的先生呢，用着手啊，来指着她的嘴。
And then when she woke up, she found out her husband was pointing to his mouth.
他不能说话。
He could not speak.
讲不出来话。
He couldn't talk.
所以马上他们就把他送到医院里去啊，去来医治，来检查。
So immediately they sent him to the hospital for checkup.
所以医生呢，做了全面的检查。
And doctor did a thorough examination.
那么结果很快出来。
And the result was found very quickly.
原来这位先生他得了脑瘤。
He's got a tumor in his brain.
所以这个脑瘤的位置啊，还非常的不好。
And the position of the tumor is not a good spot.
所以非常的难医治。
So it was very hard to heal.
所以他们接下来就要进行一连串很多的这些医学方面的咨询和治疗。
So consequently, they have to do a lot of medical consultation and treatment.
那这个先生后来他就做了手术，把这个脑瘤要尽量多的哈切掉。
So later he had an operation to cut off as much tumor as he can.
但是这个肿瘤是被切掉哈。
So after they cut the tumor.
但是他这个人呢，这个脑子就受到影响。
But his brain was affected.
这个人跟以前就完全不是一个同样的人了。
He was a different person.
以前的事情他也不记得了。
He couldn't remember many of the past.
哎，他周围的人他也不认得了。
And he couldn't recognize the people around him.
所以完全是一个不同的人。
So he became a very different person.
所以没有办法，他一天24小时呢，都需要有人来照顾他。
So 24 hours that he needed someone to take care of him.
所以这个做妻子的非常辛苦。
So the wife was very having very hard time.
要工作。
She had to work.
要照顾孩子。
She had to care for the kids.
还要照顾这个有病的先生。
Also take care of her husband.
就这样艰苦啊，这样的生活过了三年。
So to live like this for 3 years.
但是这个癌症并没有被阻止住。
But the cancer was not stopped.
这个肿瘤再一次的复发。
The tumor came back.
这个先生不多久就去世了。
And the husband passed away very shortly. 所以
留下了他的妻子跟一个年幼的儿子。
So the survivor was his wife and his two very young children.
弟兄姐妹。
So my brothers and sisters.
这是一个真实的故事。
This is a real story.
这种事情呢就发生在我们的周围。
And these kind of things happen around us.
有些就在我们的家庭当中。
Some even happen within our own family.
有些是我们的亲戚。
Some may be our relatives.
朋友。
Friends.
同事。
Our colleagues.
不是我们认识的人。
Or some people we know.
我们不知道什么时候，有时候这些苦难就会临到了我们的身上。
We don't know when these kind of calamity will come upon us.
如果这些事情发生在那些罪大恶极人的身上，
If such things happen to someone who was very evil,
那我们说，哎呀，这个他活该哈。
We say, oh, this person deserved it.
但是很多的时候是发生在普普通通人的身上。
But many times such things happen to common people.
或者就像我这个题目讲到的说，当这些坏事发生在好人身上的时候。
Or even like what I'm going to talk about when bad things happen to good people.
上帝在哪里？
Where is God?
上帝是不是公平呢？
Is God fair?
我们自然都会问这些问题。
So naturally we will ask such questions.
这个苦难自古以来啊，就是一个永远解释不清的话题。
Even since ancient times, suffering is an unsolvable question.
各种的宗教都来试图来解释这个苦难。
Many religions try to explain suffering.
那么很多人都说遇到苦难的时候都想在其中能够得到答案。
And many people when they encounter suffering, they want to have an answer.
但是当这个事情发生在你跟我的身上的时候。
But when it happens to you and me,
那个答案在哪里呢？
Where is the answer?
我们怎么应该去面对呢？
How do we face this suffering?
今天我们来读的这个诗篇就是大卫的一个诗篇。
So the song we just read was written by David.
大卫是神所喜悦的人。
He was a man pleasing to the Lord.
但是他也同样会有苦难临到他。
But as usual, suffering came upon him.
所以今天我们从这段经文看到大卫怎么样来面对他生活中的苦。
So for this song, we can see how David faced the suffering in his life.
所以也是过来帮助我们。
And we can learn how to get help.
帮助我们怎么样面对生活的苦难。
It helps us learn how to face our sufferings.
最好是我们在苦难没有临到我们的时候，我们就学习到这个功课。
Better yet is to learn this lesson before we encounter suffering.
因为当事情临到我们的身上，你再讲什么，这个好像都不能够安慰你。
Because when suffering does come upon us, it's hard to comfort someone when things happen.
因为人生都有苦难。
Because life is full of sufferings.
每个人都会遇到一些事情。
Everyone will encounter sufferings.
特别是你活到了一定的年纪。
Especially when you reach a certain age.
你都会或多或少碰到一些事情。
More or less, you will encounter this kind of things.
因为中国有句俗话，
There's a saying in Chinese.
叫天有不测风云，人有旦夕祸福。
It's very hard to predict the weather, and it's very hard to predict what will come up, the calamity that will come upon us.
所以人类对这种苦难有一种莫名其妙的恐惧。
So we have this unfathomable fear about suffering.
这些事情临到我们，我们也是非常的无奈。
And sometimes we are helpless when such things happen to us.
就像我刚才说的，各个宗教都试出来解释这个苦难为什么会有。
Just like I mentioned that many religions try to solve this issue.
苦难为什么会临到我的身上？
Why would suffering come upon my life?
这个佛教呢，这个解释苦难呢，是最容易理解的。
The Buddhism explained the suffering, which is easier to understand.
他说你为什么要受苦呢？
He said, why do you have to suffer?
说你这个在前世你肯定做了很多坏事。
Because in your previous life, you might have done many bad things.
所以这今生呢，你要偿还。
So in this life, you have to pay back.
所以呢，很多人要信了佛教，他就要每天要吃斋呀，要念佛呀，要做好事啊。
So many Buddhist believers, they, you know, every day they practice eating vegetables, you know, doing good things, and then say the prayers.
Yeah, 这个他可以把他前生这些事情和尽量的都赎清了。
So they try as much as they can to redeem their past.
但是你前生到底有犯了多少的这个罪孽啊？他们叫业哈，叫业，犯了有多少的东西，这你也自己也不知道吧
？But how much evil have you done in your past life?You wouldn't know yourself.
那你要做多少事情才能够还清呢？
And then how many good things do you have to do to pay them back?
如果到现在你活了几十岁的时候，你发现你还清了20%是30%啊。
You never know when you paid by 20% or 30%.
也没有人告诉你。
And nobody can tell you.
你自己也不知道。
And you don't know it yourself.
所以这个东西是不是有效呢？
So is this an effective answer?
说没有人清楚。
Nobody can be sure.
那么对于基督教来讲，
As for Christianity,
我们讲到苦难，
When we talk about suffering,
这个解释是个难题。
Our explanation is that this is a hard issue.
为什么是个难题呢？
Why is it a difficult issue?
因为基督教相信的上帝是创造宇宙万物的主。
Because the God of the Christianity is a God who created everything.
而且他主宰着世界的一切。
And then he controls everything in this world.
不但如此呢，他还非常是爱我们的神。
Not only so, he is a God who loves us.
所以这样就有一个问题了。
So there comes a question.
如果上帝是全能的话，
If God is almighty,
他为什么不把这个苦难把它拿掉？
Why doesn't he take away all suffering?
对不对？
Right?
那如果上帝是爱我们的话，
If God loves us,
那他也不会让我们受苦嘛。
He wouldn't want us to suffer.
所以这个难题呢，在神学上叫神议论。
So this difficult situation is called a theodicy in theology.
但是 这个不是神学的问题。
But this is not a theological issue.
这是我们每天生活要遇到的问题。
This is a life issue that we encounter every day.
因为当我们遇到苦难临到我们个人的头上，我们就会问到说，主啊，为什么这个事情临到我？
Because when it happens to you, you will ask God, why this has happened to me?
如果你爱我，为什么我要受苦？
If you love me, why do I have to suffer?
如果你没有能力阻止这个事情发生，也就罢了。
If you don't have power to stop it, then that's okay.
偏偏我们相信的上帝，他有能力去阻止。
But on the contrary, is that God we believe who has the power to stop.
但是我们还要受苦。
Then, but why do we still suffer?
所以，这个就是我们苦难临到的时候，每个人都会问到的一个问题。
So this is a question that every one of us will ask when suffering happens.
问为什么，只是一个开始。
So to ask why is just a beginning.
问为什么，我们主要的目的是怎么样去防止这个苦难临到。
So when we ask why, we always think about how to prevent this from happening.
怎么样去面对这个苦难。
And how can we face our suffering?
那么很多的时候，苦难临到啊，会把一个人打倒的。
And many times suffering would defeat someone.
我们认识人，有人被诊断出得了癌症之后，然后他马上就精神就不好了哈。
And we know people who contracted cancer, and right away you can see that they losing themselves.
然后他也不能够吃东西。
They couldn't eat.
哎，也不能够，情绪也不好。
They couldn't control their emotions.
整个人完全的不一样。
And they totally changed.
有的人很快几个月就过世了。
And people passed away in a few months.
那可能不一定真的是癌症，他自己本身就被癌症吓也吓个半死。
Sometimes it may not be cancer who killed this person, but because of the fear of cancer that killed him.
就更不要提说，当苦难临到我们身上，我们怎么样来面对它，怎么样活出我们生命的潜能。
Not to mention that when suffering happens throughout, how can we face it and how can we bring out the potential in our faith?
怎么样去积极的面对？
And how can we face our suffering more positively?
这个不是个容易的事情。
This is not something that's easy.
这个容易讲哈。
It's easy to talk about it.
然后这个事情临到我们身上就是另外一回事。
But it's a different thing when it happens.
中国古代有一个哲学家叫庄子的。
In ancient China, there was a philosopher called 庄子。
他的妻子呢，有一天去世了。
One day his wife passed away.
所以他的朋友啊，都过来安慰他。
So his friends came to comfort him.
他其中一个朋友叫惠子的。
And one of his friends is called 惠子。
所以也来过来探望他。
He came to visit him.
但一进了那大门口啊，就看见庄子坐在那里。
When he entered the door, he saw 庄子 sitting on the floor.
然后他前面放着一个铜盆。
And then there was a brazen basin in front of him.
所以呢，他一边敲那个盆，一边在那唱歌。
So 庄子 was beating on the basin and was singing.
这就是所谓的典故，叫做鼓盆而歌。
So this is the Chinese story about beating on the basin and sing.
所以惠子非常的不理解他。
And then 惠子 was he didn't understand why.
说你的太太死了，你不哭，你不哀伤，你怎么还在这唱歌呢？
He said, your wife passed away, you didn't cry, you didn't weep, how come you're still singing?
然后庄子就说了，他说这个世界本来就没有我的太太这个人。
庄子 said, you know, I don't have a wife in this world, in the first place.
后来呢，他就出现在这个世界了。
And then she appeared in this earth.
那既然出现了，后来也就没了。
And then she appeared, and then she disappeared.
所有世界上的事情都是这样。
All the things in this world are like this.
本来没有，后来就有了。
They did not exist, and then they exist.
有了之后，后来又没有了。
And then they exist, and then they disappear.
所以呢，就没有必要太忧伤。
So then there's no need to grieve so much.
所以呢，他是在那敲盆唱歌哈。
So he beat on the basin and was singing.
这个不愧是哲学家哈。
So he is a philosopher.
哎，他悟出一些人生的道理。
He can, you know, figure out some of the way of this world.
但是这个东西并不是这么容易可以被一般的人能接受的。
But this type of philosopher is not easily accepted by common people.
也许庄子可以做得到。
Maybe 庄子 could do it.
但是一般的人有多少人可以做得到呢？
But normal people, how many people could face trials like that?
一个人跟你生活了几十年，突然离开了，你可以在那儿鼓盆而歌。
And someone who have lived with you for so many years, and then all of a sudden they left, how can you beat on the drum and sing?
怎么样来面对苦难？
How to face sufferings?
我想，作为基督徒，
I think as a Christian,
神给我们有很好的预备。
God gives us many preparations.
我们来看这一段经文。
So let's look at this scripture.
那这一段经文呢，在诗篇的十三篇的总共只有六节的经文。
There are only six verses in Psalm 13.
我们看看大卫他面对苦难是怎么样走出来的。
Let's see how David walked out his suffering.
因为我前面说过大卫是以色列人的王。
David was a king for the Israelites.
在他年轻的时候呢，上帝就派那个先知撒母耳去膏他。
While he was young, God sent the prophet Samuel to anoint him.
所以把那个油啊浇在他的头上，就象征了说神要让这个孩子将来做以色列人的王。
So Samuel poured the oil on his head, which representing that God will use this child to become the king of Israel in the future.
如果神有这样的一个先知去来讲这个话，你应该很高兴了。
If God sent a prophet to say things like that, you should be very happy.
我将来要做王了。
I'm going to become a king one day.
不过你先等一等。
But wait a minute.
他没有王是没有做成，他先做贼了。
Before becoming a king, he became a thief.
因为他到处流窜。
Because he was running around every place.
被那个扫罗王追的，没有处跑，没有处藏的。
And he had no place to hide after being chased by Saul.
扫罗王就是说想要把他杀了。
And King Saul wanted to kill him.
因为对他有威胁嘛。
Because David was a threat to him.
所以中国有句俗话叫胜者王侯，败者贼，是不是？
So Chinese is saying, if you overcome, if you win, you become the king. But if you lose, you become the bandit.
所以大卫没有做成王啊。
So David didn't become the king right away.
变成了贼哈。
He became the thief.
到处流窜。
And he was running around.
他的生命都悬于一旦了，不知道哪一天他就会被人家杀了。
And his life could be taken away any moment.
那这个诗篇是写在大卫最困难的时候，他怎么样向神来呼求。
So this song was written when David was in his most severe condition that he wrote down how he asked God to rescue him.
六节的经文可以分成三部分。
These six verses can be divided into three parts.
第一节和第二节是大卫向神来哭诉。
Verse 1 and 2 is David's plea to God.
第三节和第四节呢，是大卫来向上帝祈求。
And verses 3 to 4 is David's prayer to God.
那第五节第六节是大卫来在神面前来表示他的信心。
And the verses 5 and 6 shows David's faith in God.
所以我们来看这经文呢，首先耶和华神的名字一共出现了几次，大家看看。
First of all, the name of God, Jehovah, appeared how many times?
一共出现了三次，在第一节。
Three times in
verse 1,
verse 3,
第六节。
And verse 6.
因为这个名字很特别。
This is a very special name.
因为当大卫提到这个名字的时候，
When David mentioned this name,
这个名字是神跟以色列人立约的名字。
This is a name showing the covenant that God has made with the Israelites.
当你向上帝呼求用这个名字的时候，就是说求神纪念你曾经跟以色列人怎么样立过约。
When you use this name in your prayer to God, it shows that you ask God to remember the covenant that he has made with the Israelites.
所以苦难之中大卫所抓住的是神给他的应许。
So in his suffering, what David grasped was God's promise to him.
神的应许没有改变。
God's promises never change.
然后接下来我们再来看第一节跟第二节。
And next, let's see verses 1 and 2.
大卫讲的说要到几时呢？
David said, how long?
一共出现了几次？
How many times did it show?
每一句话他都说一次。
Almost in every verse, in verse 1 and 2.
一共讲了四次。
Oh, four times.
Yeah, 要到几时呢？
How long, Lord?
这句话告诉我们什么？
So what does this tell us?
告诉我们即使在最绝望的时候，
This verse tells us even in your desperation,
大卫没有忘记神给他的应许。
David did not forget the promise God gave him.
他相信什么？上帝有能力拯救他。
He believed that God has the power to save him.
所以他说要到几时？
So he asked, how long? How long shall I wait?
如果知道他觉得上帝拯救不了，他就不会问这句话。
If he knew that God would not save him, then he wouldn't say such a thing.
所以他知道上帝有能力去拯救。
So he knew God has a power to save.
他不但有能力去救，
Not only does God have the power to save,
而且上帝必定会拯救。
And God for sure will save him.
所以大卫说 要到几时呢？
So David asked God, how long?
只是现在没有拯救。
God did not save me now.
不是将来不会拯救。
Doesn't mean he will not save me in the future.
不是永远不会拯救。
Doesn't mean that he will never save me.
所以大卫说要到几时呢？
So David asked, how long?
他相信上帝有能力拯救，而且他必定拯救。
He believed that God has the power to save, and God for sure will save him.
有一点很重要。
There is something that is very important. 我们看
到大卫来到神的面前，他来哭诉，他把他真实的情感跟情绪来向神倾诉。
We see that David came to God with his earnest self. He told God his true emotion, true feelings.
这个时候。有的时候是我们基督徒要学习的。
And this is something that we as Christians need to learn.
我们有时忘记了我们信的神是个什么样的神。
Sometimes we forget the, what God is like, the God we trust.
所以每次祷告来到神的面前都保证说我们要说对的话。
So every time we come before God, we say, oh, we have to say something that is correct.
哎，一定要些漂亮的话。
We say something that's elegant.
一定要些好听的话。
Or something that sounds good.
所以我们的这个头脑告诉我们在神面前不可以抱怨啊，不可以生气啊，不可以怎么样，所以我们忘记了我们到神面前来怎么样把我们真实的感受来向神倾诉。
Sometimes our mind will tell us, oh, you cannot complain, you cannot be angry when you're God. So we forget that we have to bring our true self before God in prayer.
神喜悦他的儿女来到神的面前来告诉神我心里面真实的感受是什么。
God truly loves his children to come before him and tell God exactly how you are.
你不要到神面前讲一些不是你心里面想的事情，这个很没有意思吗？
Don't come to God and say something that you don't really mean. It really does not mean anything.
这样你跟神怎么会有一个很亲密的关系呢？
Then how can you have an intimate relationship with God if you're like that?
我记得我的小女儿小的时候她生病哈。
I remember my younger daughter when she was young, she was sick.
他生病发烧的话，我就到他的床边去安慰他哈。
So she had fever, so I came to her bed and comfort her.
然后我问他哪里不舒服。
I said, where are you not feeling well?
他说哪里都不舒服。
He said everywhere.
我说哪里痛啊？
Where are you hurting?
他说全身都痛。
He said, my whole body.
这个感冒啊，发烧啊，这种身体的不舒服。
So she had a cold and fever.
然后他跟我讲，我就特别的去安慰他。
So she told me and I comfort her.
其实他跟我讲跟不跟我讲的话。我想其实没有什么太大差别，他痛还是痛，我一点忙都帮不上的。
Whether she told me or not really doesn't play importance in this matter because I know her body and then I will pray for her anyway.
但是当一个父亲跟女儿在那里去沟通的时候，
But when a father communicates with his daughter,
那里面是什么感情吗？
There is emotion going on.
我们的爱，
Our love expressed
在那里面，
It's in there.
我们跟神也是一样的。
So it's the same thing with our relationship with God.
当我们来到神的面前，
When we come before God,
我们要告诉神我们心里面真正想的。
We need to tell God how we exactly feel within us.
这样你跟神才会有一个亲密的关系。
This way you will build an intimate relationship with God.
那接下来我们看第三节第四节。
And next, let's see verses 3 and 4.
大卫来祈求。
David came to God to pray.
他祈求说神啊，你来帮助我。
His prayer was, God, please help me.
因为神，你如果不帮助我的话，
If you don't help me,
我的结果是什么？
What will be my end?
就是死亡。
I will die.
所以，那对你有什么好处吗？
So what good is that for you?
这里他讲过说，我的仇敌呀，我的仇敌呀。
Here he said, my enemy, my enemy.
所以在我们遇到困难的时候，这一点很重要哈。
So when we face difficulties, this is an important part.
你要知道你的仇敌是谁哈。
You need to know who your enemy is.
所以，这个大卫的仇敌呢，就是神的仇敌。
So the enemy of David is enemy of God.
所以这里大卫并不是做一个不合神心意的事情。
So David here did not do something that is pleasing to God.
所以记得南北战争的时候
During the American North and South War
那么有人曾经对林肯总统讲
Someone spoke to President Lincoln
他说我们要好好祷告
He said we should pray
所以这个仗打得不顺利嘛
Because the war did not go too well
我们需要神帮助我们
We need God to help us
让神站在我们一边
So God will be on our side
然后林肯总统对那个人讲
And then President Lincoln responded this way
我们是要祷告
So we need to pray
不 不是祷告要神站在我们那一边。
But not for God to be on our side.
要确定说我们站在神的一边。
But to make sure that we are on God's side.
所以当大卫这样去祷告的时候。
So when David prayed like this.
他确定说在保罗追杀的过程中他不做不合神心意的事情。
He want to make sure even while being chased by Saul, he did not want to do anything that was not correct.
苦难之中。
So during your suffering,
不但要向神来倾诉我们。
Not only do you have to tell God how you feel,
我们要紧紧地抓住神。
We also need to grab hold of God.
所以苦难也不完全是坏事。
So suffering may not be all bad.
我们知道大卫在他苦难之中的时候他跟神的关系是最接近的。
We know that David was in close relationship with God when he was suffering.
你知道他日子过得最舒服的时候他会怎么样？
You know when he was comfortable what happened to him?
他犯罪了。
He committed sin.
因为那时候他过得最舒服。
Because he was the most comfortable.
Yeah. 所以我们看到第五节跟第六节的时候。
So let's look at verses 5 and 6.
然后这里面讲到说但我依靠你的慈爱。
But I trusted in your mercy.
这里我在原文里是一个强调。
So the I in the original language is an emphasis.
这是一个转变。
It's a turning point.
我们看到说苦难来临我们做第一件事是什么向神来倾诉对不对
So when suffering happened, the first thing you do is to tell God.
第二个什么我们祈求神的帮助。
And second, we pray for God's help.
第三个是什么
And thirdly,
这是我们态度的改变
The change in our attitude
大卫这里面就是一个转折一个改变
So in verse 5 we see a turning point a change in David's heart
所以他变成一个完全不一样的人
He became a totally different person
他从第一开始的抱怨变成赞美
From complaint he came to praise
然后他从愁苦变成欢心
From misery to rejoice
从软弱变成了信心的依靠
From weakness to a dependence with faith.
他怎么会有这个改变呢?
How could he have this change?
这个改变就在第五节。
And this change happened in verse 5.
第五节讲到神的两个特性,一个是神的慈爱。
And in verse 5, talk about two special attributes of God. One is God's mercy.
一个是神的loving kindness.
Loving kindness.
Yeah. 一个是神的救恩。
And another is God's salvation.
我想 Pastor Ray 跟我们讲过神的慈爱了
Pastor Ray has told us about God's mercy
所以讲到神是怎么样的爱我们
How is God loving us?
就是首先我们要回顾
First of all we need to have a review of our life
回顾在我们过去的人生当中神是怎么样的恩待我们
To remember how God has led us and be gracious to us in our past
在你苦难的这一刻你只是看到这一个是好像神已经抛弃了你神已经远离了你
While you're in your suffering sometimes you feel that God has abandoned you and God has been away from you
可能事实并不是这样子
But this may not be the fact
所以我们要回想神的恩典
So we need to recollect God's grace
所以这个慈爱啊这个希伯来文叫 hased
So this mercy in Hebrew is hesed.
那么这个词是一个很特别的词。
It's a very special term.
我们中文没有翻译出来就翻这个慈爱而已。
In Chinese, we translate it as mercy, 慈爱。
英文呢英文是它 create 了专门创造了一个词叫 loving kindness.
But in English, it's translated into loving kindness.
这个因为什么原来我们这个文化里没有这个词。
And we don't have this term in our culture.
这个说神怎么样的爱我们呢？是他借着盟约给我们的应许。
And this hesed, this love is a covenantal love.
而且这个爱是一种没有条件的爱。
And it's an unconditional love.
在我们华人文化里几乎找不到的。
And so it's hard to find this in our Chinese culture.
所以我们没有一个词去描写这个。
So we have no word to express this kind of love.
所以我们知道。神对我们的爱是一种盟约的爱
So the love God has toward us is made through the covenant
无条件的爱
Unconditional love
永不改变的爱
And never changing love
我们讲到今天讲关于神的公义
And today as we talk about God's justice
神的公义是什么
What is God's justice?
神的公义难道就说我们一做错了他马上就打手
Is it that he will slap us when we did something wrong?
在中国那老师以前有戒尺的是不是、啊、
In China, you know, the teacher used to have a ruler, you know, if you did something wrong, she'll whip you.
神的公义不是。
But that's not God's justice.
神的公义是说他永远保持他属性的真实。
God's justice is that God forever maintain his attribute true to who he is.
神的慈爱不会改变。
And God's loving kindness will not change.
所以神是公义的神。
God is a righteous God.
他不会今天突然间高兴了，我就随便奖赏你哈。
He's not like, you know, today I'm happy, I will give you a reward.
然后明天不高兴了，然后我就要打屁股。
And tomorrow I'm unhappy and I will, you know, slap your butt.
不论我们的生活中发生什么事情。
No matter what happened in our lives.
神的慈爱，神的恩典没有改变。
God's loving kindness will never change.
弟兄姐妹。
So my brothers and sisters.
通过大卫的经历。
Through David's experience.
我们可以看到说，当苦难来临的时候，我们怎么样去来接近神。
We can see how can we draw close to God when suffering happens.
第一个，我们要向神来哭诉。
First of all, we need to tell God from your heart.
告诉神我们真实的感受是什么。
Tell God how we feel exactly in our heart.
第二个，我们请求神去帮助我们。
Number two, we pray to God for help.
那么第三个，就是我们怎么样来改变我们的态度。
And thirdly, is know how to change our attitude.
所以改变是非常重要的。
So to change is very important.
我们有的时候是要等待神来改变我们的环境。
Sometimes we wait for God to change our circumstances.
苦难来临，神赶快把这苦难拿走，我就没事。
So when suffering happens, God take away my suffering, then I'm fine.
但是大卫让我们通过诗篇看到的是，在这个环境改变之前，他首先改变的是自己。
So what David showed us is that before circumstances changes,He himself changes first.
我们认识一对夫妻是很好的朋友。
We know a couple who are our good friends.
那他的太太是基督徒。
His wife is a Christian.
那他先生呢是不信主。
And her husband is a non-believer.
所以呢，他是做高科技的这种工程师。
And he is a high-tech engineer.
那么收入非常的好。
He has a very good income.
非常聪明的一个人。
Very smart.
那么在一个很有名的公司做事。
And he works in a very reputable company.
后来他们几个朋友自己还成立了一个公司。
And then several of his friends started a new company.
那么我们常常跟他去传福音。
So we go to him often to share the gospel with him.
常常会被他驳的哈。
And sometimes he would refute us.
都没有可以回答他的。
We didn't know how to answer back.
他很聪明，你讲什么都把你驳回去。
And he was very smart. You know, every time you say something, he would refute you.
后来不久呢，他这个公司出了点问题。
And later something bad happened to his company.
美国政府呢控告他们有偷窃。
American government sued them for theft.
偷窃这个政府或者是原先公司的这个技术有卖给中国是怎么样。
They sued him for stealing information from his previous company and sell them to China.
所以一天之内啊，这个人就从上面怎么样。就掉到下面。
So within one day, he went from the top to the bottom.
所以他们三个人呢，是一个组成的这个伙伴嘛，来开这个公司。三个人全被抓到监狱里去了。
So three people in the partnership all were sent to prison.
到了监狱里的他什么都没有，只有一本圣经。
So when he went to prison, he had nothing but a Bible.
这个时候啊，他没有别的办法，
and
只有祷告神。
So he had nothing else he can do but to pray.
因为他知道这个事情有多严重。
Because he knew how serious it was.
他也知道说他在美国奋斗这么多年所有的积蓄可能就因为这一件事全部泡汤。
And he knew that all the wealth that he accumulated and because of this thing he may lose it all.
而且他还有可能有牢狱之灾。
And then he may be imprisoned.
那个时候他没有办法。
So there was nothing that he can do.
他只有来到神的面前去求啊。
All he could do was come before God and to pray.
所以他相信了主。
So then he became a Christian. He believed in the Lord.
我们全教会的人都为他们祷告。
So our whole church prayed for them.
当然我们也不知道他怎么能走出这个苦难哈。
Of course,
we still
didn't know how can he walk out from his suffering.
不过感谢神。
But thank to the Lord.
这个官司持续了几年，他们终于得到申诉，那么证明他们的清白。
And this lawsuit continued for a few years, and then after appeal, they were cleared of their crime.
所以 他又可以重新的找到工作。
So he found another job.
然后呢，家庭也啊，现在也非常好。
And the family became stable.
所以感谢主。
So we thank the Lord.
苦难不是件好的事情。
Even though suffering is not good.
但是我们知道，如果没有这个事情的话，真的不知道他什么时候才可以信主哈。
But we don't know, you know, if he didn't have the suffering, when will he become a Christian?
所以苦难临到我们。
So when suffering does come upon us,
我们首先就会问，为什么
？First, we will ask, you know, why?
为什么是我
？Why me?
我这么乖，为什么会是我？
I'm an obedient person. Why did this happen to me?
我做了很多事情，都尽量做的好事，为什么这个事情会轮到
？I do a lot of good things. Why does this happen to me?
其实，这个是没有答案。
But there is no answer.
没有答案。
No answer.
因为自古以来这么多年，人类不断的问同样的问题。
Because ever since ancient time, people continually ask this question.
我们知道圣经里有一本书叫约伯记的，对吧
？We know there is a book of called Job in the Bible.
那么约伯受苦了，对不对
？Job went through a lot of suffering.
我们都知道约伯为什么受苦。
And we know why he suffered.
那从约伯记第一章、第二章已经告诉我们了，撒旦跟神呐、啊、对话呀、啊，讲什么
？From chapter 1 and 2, we know that Satan was talking to God and what happened.
约伯知道吗
？Did Job know that?
约伯不知道。
He didn't.
约伯跟神讲啊讲啊讲，讲了好多哈，这本书好长、啊。
And then Job talked to God a lot.
那么到最后了，神有没有给他答案呢
？Did God give him an answer?
没有。
No.
神问了他52个问题。
God asked Job 52 questions.
就是没有给他一句答案。
But without an answer to his suffering.
到了最后，神祝福，重新祝福约伯，约伯又很好了，对吧？跟朋友都挺好，问题解决了。到书结尾了，约伯知道他为什么受苦吗？
And then toward the end, God re-blessed him. You know, he owned a lot of things and his life became better. But toward the end, did God give him an answer?
No.
No.
他还是不知道。
He still didn't know.
所以很多的时候，有些东西是没有答案的。
So many times, you know, this kind of questions didn't have an answer.
所以苦难临到我们，我们去问为什么，常常是得不到答案。
So when you encounter suffering and you ask why, many times you will not have an answer.
其实因为我们忘记了。
Because we forgot.
我们忘记了我们生活在一个堕落的世界。
We sometimes forget that we're living in a fallen world.
在这个世界里面呢，是灾难是随时都会发生。
And in this fallen world, calamity, difficulties will happen anytime.
不论是天灾还是人祸。
Whether it's from the heaven, natural disaster, or from the people.
所以我们如果得到平安。
So if we have peace,
那是神的恩典。
That is God's grace.
我们要感恩。
So we need to be thankful.
就是为什么基督徒我们要做谢饭祷告。
That's why Christians say grace before they eat.
这是有一碗饭，我们都要感谢神。
Even for a bowl of rice, we want to thank God for His grace.
因为这个世界不是个平安的世界。
Because this is not a peaceful world.
每个人活在这个世界上都会遇到苦难。
Everyone living in this world will encounter suffering.
你受的不一定比别人受的更。多也不一定比别人受的更少。
What you suffer may not be more or less than other people.
甚至主耶稣在这个世上都有苦难。
Even the Lord in this world encountered many sufferings.
那主耶稣很小的时候，我们知道他父亲是去世的。
So when Jesus was young, you know his father passed away.
那么我们知道主耶稣是木匠嘛？
And we knew that he was a carpenter.
我们知道大概 他父亲也是木匠。
And Joseph was also a carpenter.
所以呢，他的家庭的生活呢，我们想大概不会是非常贫穷，
and、
也不会非常富足，
so、
但是应该是小康。
We know that his lifestyle, you know, wasn't rich, but you know, probably low income.
当他的父亲去世的时候
，and when his father passed away,
他就不得不要挑起生活的重
担。He had to carry the load of working and provide for the family.
我们估计当时他大概也只有十几岁而已。
Maybe he was in his teens.
是不是苦难呢？
Is that the suffering?
所以他挑起了全家生活的重担。
So he picked up the responsibility for providing for the whole family.
一个还可以过得去的生活。
A life that's kind of still in the livable.
变成了一个生活非常拮据、非常贫穷的一个生活。
And become a very poor kind of a hard to live by type of life.
所以弟兄姐妹，每个人都会遇到苦难。
So every one of us will face sufferings.
很多时候我们讲到苦难，我们还会问第二个问题。
And many times when we face suffering, we will ask the second question.
这个苦难来了，是不是上帝在惩罚我？
Is it God punishing me?
是不是我做错了什么？
Did I do something wrong?
这个我首先讲啊，不能完全排除没有这样的可能性。
First of all, we cannot exclude the possibility of what you're asking.
但是如果神确实是用这个苦难来惩罚你的话，
But if God indeed is using the suffering to punish you,
我想不但你清楚，
Not only you will know it,
你周围的人都很清楚。
People around you will also know it.
因为什么？
Because,
因为我们知道神是公义的神啊。
Because we know God is a just God.
你知道我们做父母的有时候管教孩子哈。
So as parents, sometimes we discipline our children.
是不是百分之百的时间你管教孩子都是很正确的？
Is it correct every time you discipline them?
不是哈。
No.
有的时候我们心情不太好。
Sometimes we are in a bad mood.
孩子烦我们哈。
And the children bother you too much.
就发脾气了哈。
So you were angry.
把孩子骂一顿或揍一顿。
You were scolded or beat him.
然后问他，知道我为什么打你吗？
And he asked him, Do you know why I beat you?
孩子不知道啊，你没有告诉他呀。
And the child would say, No, I don't know.
那这是我们。
So that's us.
神会不会这样子？
Would God be like this?
他如果把苦难临到你身上，用这个来惩罚你，你还不知道为什么？
Did God send suffering to you and to punish you and you don't know why?
所以不会的。
No.
所以这个是我们首先要知道我们信的一个是什么样的神，是一个公义的神。
So first of all, we need to know the God we trust is a right and just God.
神为什么不有赶快把我的苦难拿走？
So we also ask, why did God not take away my suffering right away?
在苦难当中，恨不得马上神就把苦难拿走。
So when we are in suffering, you know, we want God to remove it right away.
神并不是这样做哈。
But God did not do so.
神是让我们首先改变我们的生命。
God first of all want us to change our life.
有一个犹太人的拉比。
There was a Jewish rabbi.
他的名字叫 Kushner.
His name is Kushner.
Yeah. 他写了一本非常畅销的书。
He wrote a very popular book.
这个书就是我们今天讲到的名字。
The title is our subtitle today.
就是当坏事发生在好人的身上。
When bad things happen to good people.
因为他自己就有这样的经历。
Because he himself had this experience.
因为他的儿子 Aaron 的话，从小生出来就诊断出一种非常罕见的病。
His son Aaron, when he was born, was diagnosed with a very rare disease.
这个病呢叫早衰症。
And this disease is called a premature aging.
就是很小的时候他就开始衰老。
And when he was very little, you know, he aged very fast.
所以他到了17岁就过世了。
And he passed away when he was 17.
这个没有办法治的。
It was, there's no cure for it.
所以作为一个父亲他非常的痛苦。
So as a father, he felt deep pain.
他也来寻找这个答案。
And he wanted to find the answer.
所以他特别写了这本书，当坏事发生在好人的身上。
So he wrote this book, When bad things happen to good people.
他的结论是神不知道。
And then his answer was, God doesn't know.
但是我们今天来思想这个。
But let us consider this.
什么是坏事？
What is a bad thing?
罗马书八章二十八节这样讲哈。
In Romans chapter 8 verse 28, it says,
我们晓得万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
We know that all things work together for the good of them that love God.
所以这世界上我们常常把这个事情分成好的事情跟坏的事情。
So in this world we always divide the things between good and bad.
实际上这个世界上的事情不是应该这样分的。
But actually we shouldn't divide the things in this world in this way.
这个世界上只有两种事情。
There are only two things in this world.
一种是荣耀神的事。
One thing is the things that glorify God.
另外一种是不荣耀神的
事。 Another thing is the things that do not glorify God.
所以我们所谓的好的事情我们可以荣耀神。
So the things we say good is something that can glorify God.
可以，我们同样可以在那些坏的事情上也可以荣耀神。
We can also glorify God in the bad things.
那么另外一个问题就是说，
Another question is,
谁是好人呢？
Who is a good person?
所以圣经讲罗马书三章十节说没有义人。
But the Bible says in Romans 3:10, there's no righteous.
连一个也没有。
Not one.
所以我们来到神面前，我们没有办法自己称义的。
So when we come before God, we cannot call ourselves righteous.
所以我们又生活在一个这样堕落的世界里。
We also live in such a fallen world.
怎么可能一个人一生当中从来都不会有一件坏事发生在你身上？
Can there be a person where bad things never happen to him? It's impossible.
所以我们今天来思想这个神的恩典。
So today as we consider God's grace.
就像我们刚才讲的那个神议论的问题。
Just like the thing we talk about, theodicy.
我们人觉得那是个难题哈。
We think that's a difficult issue.
如果神是全能，
If God's almighty and he's loving,
我怎么会受苦呢？
How can I suffer?
实际上神既是全能又是慈爱。
And actually God is almighty and God is loving.
一点都不矛盾，我们还是要受苦。
There's no contradictory and we still have to suffer.
是我们人的逻辑有点问题。
It's our logic that has some problem.
在神的那里是没有问题。
So with God, it's not a problem.
所以今天我们借着大卫的诗篇，我们来思想怎么样面对人生的苦难。
So today, through the song written by David, we consider how we face sufferings in our life.
我们来思想说神公义的这个属性。
And we think about God's attributes of justice.
神的公义就是他永远保持他属性的真实。
So God's justice that he will always remain who he is.
他的慈爱他的恩典永远不会改变。
And his loving kindness will never change.
所以当我们在困难的时候苦难的时候我们周围的环境在改变。
So when we face difficulty, when we are suffering, our conditions are changing.
我们可能失去健康。
Maybe we lose our health.
我们可以失去亲人。
Maybe we lose our loved ones.
我们可能失去收入。
Maybe we lose our income.
可能我们会失去很多我们已经有的东西。
Maybe we lose many things that we used to possess.
但是神没有改变。
But God doesn't change.
借着大卫的诗篇，我们知道说，我们应该到神面前来，向他来倾诉。
So through David's song, we know that we have to come before God to tell him.
我们到神面前来，向他来呼求。
And we have to come before him to plead with him.
当然，在神改变环境之前，我们首先要改变我们。
Of course, before God changes our situation, we have to change our heart first. How can we have a closer relationship with our God?
所以在苦难之中，我们依然可以荣耀神。
So in our suffering, we can still bring glory to God.
在17世纪的英国有一个基督徒。
In 17th century England, there was a Christian.
他非常的贫穷。
He was very poor.
所以他没有钱去读书。
So he had no money to go to school.
那么后来到了成年的时候呢，他有机会认识了一个女孩子。
And as an adult, he met a girl.
不过也很穷。
She was also poor.
所以他们就结婚，生下了孩子。
They got married and had children.
那么他的第一个孩子呢 ，Mary， 结果发现是一个生下来就是眼瞎的。
And his first daughter, Mary, was born blind.
然后后来不久呢，他的妻子在生了四个孩子时候又过世。
And then his wife gave birth to four more children, and then she passed away.
所以他又再一次结婚。
And so he remarried.
然后呢，这个时候呢，他呢就非常热心的来做这个福音的工作。
And then he became fervently doing God's work.
所以他到处去讲道。
And he preached all over the place.
不过当时被英国的当局就把他抓起来放在监狱里面。
But the English government put him in prison.
这个罪名呢，我们今天听起来挺可笑的。
And the crime is very laughable today.
因为叫无证讲道。
Is that you preach without the license?
没有执照讲道哈。
Preaching without the license.
所以呢，他在监狱里一待就待了十二年。
So he spent 12 years in prison.
后来给放出来了。
And then he was let go.
后来又给抓进去了。
And then he was captured again.
又坐了六个月的牢。
And then six months in prison.
所以这个罪名是一样的。
And the crime is the same.
无证讲道
preaching without the license,
没有执照讲道
without the license.
所以我们看一看他一生啊，他活了六十岁
and he lived to be 60 years old.
他最好的时间全是在监狱里度过
and the best time his life was spent in prison.
就是这段时间
and during this time,
在监狱里他什么东西都没有
in prison he had nothing.
一本圣经
there's one Bible.
一本属灵的书籍
one spiritual book.
站在监狱里面写下了一本书，这本书的名字就叫《天路历程》。
And while he was in prison, he wrote a book which called The Pilgrim's Progress.
这个基督徒他名字就叫约翰·班扬哈。
And his name was John Bunyan.
Yeah. 所以苦难 伴随他的一生。
So suffering accompanied his life all
throughout. 如果他没有在监狱的这段时间，他根本没有时间去写这本书的。
Without time spent in prison, he wouldn't have written a book.
这本书呢，是迄今为止在世界上除了圣经之外，印刷、发行、翻译、流传最广的一本书。
Pilgrim's Progress was the second most circulated, translated, printed book besides the Bible.
这本书帮助了千千万万的。
And it helped thousands and thousands of people.
弟兄姐妹。
So my brothers and sisters, I hope you, I greet you with peace.
但是谁也不知道将来会发生什么事情。
But nobody knows what will happen in the future.
无论将来是发生些好事，
whether good things happen,
还是坏事，
or bad things happen,
我的祷告是，
my prayer is,
愿你们在一切的事上都可以荣耀神。
May you be able to glorify God in everything.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let's bow our heads in prayer.
天父上帝，我们感谢你的恩典。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace.
主，我们知道世上虽然有苦难。
Lord, we know that even though there's suffering in this world.
但是主，你的恩典更加的丰富。
But God, your grace is even more abundant.
因为你的慈爱不会离开我们。
Because your loving kindness will never depart.
主，我们谢谢你给我们美好的应许。
And Lord, we thank you for the beautiful promises you have given us.
借着你的儿子耶稣基督。
Through your Son, Jesus Christ.
让我们今生有着美好的盼望。
That we have a hope in this life.
我们为在座的每一位弟兄姐妹和朋友，我们都感谢主。
We thank you for everyone that is present here.
愿主你祝福我们每一个家庭。
May you bless each family.
愿我们都行在主你的旨意当中。
May we all walk in your will.
愿你的恩典常常伴随我们与我们
同在。And may your grace accompany us.
我们也为加州中岸的华人基督教会，我们仰望在神的手中。
We also lift up our church to you.
主，这是你亲自所建立的。
This is a church set up by you.
主，我们愿你在当中掌王权。
And may you rule in this church.
愿在这里能够福音传出去。
And may the gospel be preached from here.
愿这地区的华人都可以听到这宝贵的福音。
And may the Chinese in this area can hear the gospel.
更多的人因着教会的服事和见证可以归向主。
And may more people through the ministry of this church and testimony that they will come to the Lord.
愿主你借着这个教会得着荣耀。
And may you receive your glory through this church.
我们谢谢主的恩典跟保守，我们仰望你，祈求祷告，奉靠耶稣基督的名。
We thank you for your grace and your keeping, and we pray in our Lord Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.